The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, here with you on this Tuesday, 5 January. I'm going to have a hard time getting used to saying this one. 2010. If it's Tuesday, you've landed at the right spot. Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster, Robbie Noel, hosts a program on this network that follows this one. His website, eaglesup.com. Gentlemen, Mr. Chapman, Mr. Noel, are we all here?
Yola.
No.
I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Bob, I'm seeing a lot of people out there warning about the bond markets. I'm getting reports here that there's a possible, well, we're not going to have any more bank runs in this country because everything has been treated as a hedge fund, and, well, bank runs are going to become illegal. And if they need to snatch your funds, well, they've allowed themselves to do exactly that. It's 25 states borrowing money to pay their unemployed. That's right, $24 billion of an almost $90 billion that has already been borrowed. And states are in real trouble. Tax revenues have dropped off. And, well, they're just in there borrowing more money to extend unemployment benefits. So when they run out, you have no job to go to. By the way, here's a newsflash. Unemployment in Detroit, Michigan, and surrounding areas at right around 50%. By the way, I would invite you to go to republicbroadcasting.org, take a look at the bombed-out bombshell of what is left of Detroit. It will simply amaze and astound you. Now, this is one of the highest living standard cities in, well, of America back in the day. And now it's just a burned-out hulk of itself. Bob, shades of things to come for L.A. and other cities around the globe here?
Without question. I think a lot of people are in for some real surprises. You know, they think that there's going to be a recovery. There's not. And even some of the people who work for major companies like Morgan Stanley, their Asian economist, chief economist, said this morning that I don't think we're out of this, and I think we ought to tackle the problem as quickly as possible, because if we don't, it's going to get worse the further we go along. And that was Mr. Roach. And so things are not the way they seem to be.
Well, and it's just all rosy. They stopped using the green shoots. you know, it's fascinating, Bob, and you've said this before. The only thing that they do is lie to the American public coming out of D.C. But the thought struck me, that's what they expect them to do. And how do you ferret one grain of truth out of the sandbox of lies? Well, I hope you've got a crystal ball, because,
well, of course,
they're living in the land of illusion. Unfortunately, they've drug
and
us.
And delusion.
And delusion. And they've drug us with them. We'll be right back.
Ariel Sprang,
Chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Bob, did you catch this story, Robbie, the other day in USA Today, the Internal Revenue Service? The story says already try to catch tax cheats and moonshiners. Under the proposed health care legislation, they would get another assignment as well, checking to see whether Americans have health insurance. Now, this is
yes, I've been talking about that on the ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox over the past couple of days here, and along with a lot of things that go with the Kevorkian health reform plan.
Well. It seems to run into a few snags in Washington. Harry Reid is losing steam on this deal, and even Grassley and people like that are coming out and saying, you know, this ain't going to work. It's causing political consternation. Imagine, Bob, people jumping from the Democrats to the Republicrats as if that's going to solve anything.
They're going to try to fast track it.
Well, are they going to be successful?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I hope not, but I'm not really in a position to say whether I think they will or won't. I just don't know. But that is a move of desperation, and they want to put the bill together, and they want to, with the help of the White House, not allow any of the Republicans, independents, to attend, and they're going to instruct their own bill and pass it. like there's no constitution at all. And then it will be challenged in the courts if they do that. And they will lose the element within the act or the bill to charge people who don't have insurance is unconstitutional. And, of course, it's unconstitutional to give these blatant payoffs for votes for the people who received them, and you know who they are. And I think that the bill may get stopped otherwise anyway, but it would be better that just one Democrat said, well, I don't think I better do that. I want to get reelected. And the whole thing will fall apart.
One can only hope. This has been a fascinating year. We were witness to the biggest theft, hijacking by the banks in, I think, world history. We've seen the Patriot Act extended by Barack Obama. Sneak attacks on gun ownership by way of registration. We're expanding more theaters of war. Hillary Clinton came out and said, hey, we might be in Afghanistan 40 or 50 years. And at one point, Bob, there was maybe 100 Al-Qaeda, as they say, running around in Afghanistan. But that doesn't matter.
Well, it does, because they have to have the $30 or $40 billion a year in profits for the drug trade.
And, of course, Pakistan, we've been bombing the hell out of them for, what, 8 months now? And, of course, Al-Qaeda has crept over the mountains. They're now occupying Pakistan to the extent that they are a threat. Oh, and even Yemen. But this whole terrorist business, you've been witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, over the last week. We had our crotch bomber out there, which was a total setup. Bob,
and everybody in the world knows it.
Yeah, and everybody knows it, but everybody is smiling and lying through their teeth, and they're being handed a government script, and they're reading it. You know, I heard a clip by McLaughlin on McLaughlin Report, and I don't know where this creature came from, but he actually said this, that people are going to have to give up their rights for security.
Not sure. Well, this is what it's all about. I mean, the most disheartening thing is to listen to C-SPAN, Washington Journal, each morning, where it's been the main topic of discussion, and hear so many people call in and say that they are in support of all the efforts that are done, so long as it just makes us safer.
So we're trading everything that we have ever had. And here's the fascinating thing about this, gentleman. 230-some years, we were nothing. There was a bunch of real estate. We built a country from sea to shining sea. We were once the richest and most powerful and most influential on the planet. Now we're the greatest debtor nation. We have a system that's broke beyond repair under current auspices. And people are sitting around, Bob, what the hell happened? I mean, some people look at me and say, well, you know, it's because of the fluoride in the water. No, I don't care how much fluoride you drink or you brush your teeth with or whatever else. It would not cause this kind of cognitive disconnect, this kind of brain damage to the point that people cannot reason or see for themselves. What the hell's going on here?
I think it's three generations, maybe four, of dumbing down in the schools, the onslaught of what we saw in the 1960s, the history of movements and over the last many centuries. People don't know anything about anything, even though they think they do. And I think it's a combination of things, but I always have contended from my scope of history that the only way that you're going to see people do something constructive for themselves under the circumstances is to have an empty belly, lose the house, lose the cars, lose the job, be in the street, and then they'll start acting. Only they won't be through the system. It'll be revolution. And I'm afraid that's what it's going to come to. We just saw it happen in Las Vegas yesterday. A man who had lost his Social Security, his home, had nothing, was thrown upon the street, armed himself, and just started shooting people in the federal building. And you're going to see lots more of that. The man was trying to commit suicide is what he was trying to do, and he was successful. And he took a couple of federal employees out with him.
You know, I shudder.
It's happened more than once, Bob.
Yeah.
I think it's happened at least half a dozen times in the last 12 months.
Well, and people are becoming unhinged. What do the people have out there to look to? There's nothing
real. Zero.
That's right. There's nothing real. There's nothing solid. We got a bunch of liars in the commander and thief's office that is enabling the last vestiges of any wealth that this country is capable of producing. Mind you, I said capable of producing. That means any future money you people may make, you're going to be taxed beyond belief. Everybody is scrambling for the buck. I mean, everybody.
Well, that's what Christmas Day was all about, the need to sell scanning machines.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Scanning machines.
Yeah.
Sure. Do you know that Homeland Security is spending $500 million on scanning machines?
And do you know who is on their board and one of the chief warriors?
Oh, do tell.
The dual citizen Zionist known as Mr. Chartoff.
Yeah. He's going to be on Larry King tonight. That should be worth
it. It's a big laydown.
With
Mr. Another
Ziegler.
Scam.
With Mr. Ziegler. Lord Ziegler. Oh, I'm sorry, Larry King.
You know that Larry King has a felony record?
Absolutely. But he's one of these people, Bob, that was caught with his hand in several cookie jars, and they picked him up and dusted him off, made him a deal, and made him a star. Is there anything redeemable about Larry King? I doubt it very much. I watched this guy in abject fascination that the suspended heartthrob of the generic set is still out there, and he's still being propped up. It totally fascinates me. Look, long-term unemployment picture in this country, and again, it's about 10% according to the federal government. Now, the long-term jobless now account for 38%+ of the unemployed. And if the long-term unemployment remains, they remain without the job, I should say, the Bureau of Labor Statistics sharply drops them, or simply, I'll get my reading glasses on here, from the unemployment court count altogether. And as I said earlier, an unofficial unemployment, of course, these are the numbers that we're crunching. Bob, they've seemed to come up a little bit. Some are touting figures as high as 27%. And as I said earlier, in Detroit and Detroit area, unemployment of 50%. I mentioned a video that you should watch. It was done by an independent. It's on republicbroadcasting.org. Gives you a little bit of history of nannyism and how it affected since the early 60s, how every liberal mayor, and they used to be white, then they were all black with Coleman Young. But at any rate, this tells you and explains in microcosm what is happening to this country as happened in Detroit. Basically, it was a welfare state. Even though that there was money and tax money floating around, and, well, this was the grand experiment in urban revitalization. And you see the end result of it. It's heartbreaking to see the absolute desolation and decay that has overtaken Detroit. I scarcely believe it, and I was there some 12, 13 years ago, and it was bad then. It looked like something after the Dresden bombing. But now, I mean, I think it's getting so bad. I'm going to tell you what, folks. Vast expanse of nothingness out there. Bears have been reported roaming around ghetto neighborhoods. I kid you not.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. You know, I just love when the Council on Foreign Relations, Foreign Affairs magazine, and this is the sister group to the Roundtable, to meld England and jolly old United States into a global governance scheme. When they do stories reporting on what they have exactly done to this country and help facilitate, I scratch my head that a lot of people don't catch on to this. Kenneth Shreve, he's a political science professor at Yale University, and Matt Slaughter, an economics professor at the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth, they argued that a result of globalization, income in the U.S. has become extremely skewed. They say the numbers are stark. Less than 4% of workers were in educational groups and enjoyed increased real money earnings from 2000 to 2005. How are you doing out there? Only workers with doctorates and professional graduate degrees saw increases in real money earnings, while the earnings of all other classes of workers fell. And here's some numbers for you. Chew on this one a while inflation is heating up here, folks. When the earnings were put into real dollars, a standard that was designed to factor out inflation, or as we like to say, devaluation of the dollar, globalization has caused the vast majority of U.S. workers, some 96.6%, to see their earnings fall sharply between 2000 and 2005 alone. Bob, don't you find that ironic that the little magazine, the Council on Foreign Relations magazine, that they print this article, demonstrating what exactly they have pulled off and gutting this country of manufacturing and a solid economic base?
Like they had just discovered it.
Isn't that amazing?
I've been a subscriber since 1960. And, you know, they're so blatant, they tell you everything that they're going to do because they're arrogant. And I saw Ben Steele, S-T-I-E-L, on Bloomberg today, and he was singing the great, wonderful amalgamation of the world. And it's same old, same old. And the American public will wake up, and if they don't get the Federal Reserve terminated, and if they don't get rid of a third to a half, at least, of the incumbents in November, the game is totally over. It's into the streets.
I am simply fascinated by this. And it seems, you know, if you were to ask, you've been reading on accounts on Foreign Relations magazine since the 60s. If you were to ask the common man or woman on the street, have you ever read the magazine, Council on Foreign Relations, Foreign Affairs magazine? They would have to tell you no. But this is the good old boy ring knocker club. Politicians, bankers, corporations, assembled politicians and global elite alike, under Rockefeller, that have been plotting the demise of this country for a long, long time. You know, Bob, I saw this coming almost 20 years ago when they started running stories about, oh, the U.S. Do you know how many hours a Nigerian has to work to buy a McDonald's Big Mac? Or the excesses of the use of resources in the United States, and shouldn't we be saying? I was seeing this two decades ago. And now we have it. If you look at the landscape here in America, now the props still look good. It looks great for a Hollywood set, but there's no substance to it anymore. It's been hollowed out. Now, Bob, when I say hollowed out, what does hollowed out mean to you?
It means there's nothing in the center.
Nothing at all. Nothing but illusion and lies. Let's go to the phones. Rodney in Illinois. Let me start off the phone calls this afternoon with you, Rodney.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hi.
Hey, Bob made a comment about when will the American people wake up. Well, I've been listening, and your conversation about the health care so-called reform reminds me of the a year and a half, 2 years ago, when the amnesty for illegals was debated. And the American people apparently did wake up, at least enough to put the fear in their legislators. And I've often wondered this, and wanted the opinion of you, esteemed gentlemen, that if in fact that legislation would have gone through, and 10, 12, 20 million illegals would have become potential creditors, just how far would the credit bubble or the real estate bubble have been blown before they finally pulled the plug on it? And to continue the healthcare reform, let's say the American people do wake up and rise up in sufficient numbers, and the legislators are once again feel the heat, and it's blown out of the water. You know, what kind of retribution could we expect after that? Because I think this financial debacle, in to some degree, can be linked to the failed illegal or the amnesty for illegals, because I think they really intended to inflate this real estate and credit bubble so much further, and they were prevented. And I think the woes that we're experiencing now are in part retribution because the American people did wake up and said no. What do you guys think?
Hang on a second. We'll get the opinions when we get back from this. 800-313-9443. What's on your mind today, folks? How are you envisioning this year turning out for you? And more importantly, what are you going to do about it? What action can you take? We're doing everything we can. What are you up to? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Gall. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs where you can trade your Jacksons for top-quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Gentlemen, care to respond to Rodney?
Well, I mean, you're going to get another opportunity in probably the next 3 months to see how the American people feel about amnesty, because it's coming up again.
You know, in the midst of this, and I don't understand this, what makes them think they're going to be able to make this pig with lipstick fly? Because jobs are at a premium, so we already know, and even the brain dead figured out in this country, that we had a labor pool helped and aided by millions of illegals in this country, that they were out there taking American workers' jobs, taking less money for it, less benefit, less everything else. Yeah, because here in America, we're not used to packing 15, 20 people into a house. But they did, hey, they took a tip from the gangsters up in Detroit, man. You lived in a crappy house, but you drove a nice car. I don't know. Bob, any comment here on Rodney's questions?
No, I think Robbie's comment is apropos. And there has to be an awful lot of illegal aliens out of work, and I don't know how they're living. They didn't make a lot of money to start off with, and so that is a serious social problem. Many of them have gone back to the countries they came from, but the ones who returned, for the most part, returned with a fair amount of money that they'd accumulated over 5 or 15 years. But, you know, 99% of them are still in the United States. And I don't think that many.
I mean, I'm right here in Central Texas. This is no exaggeration. You couldn't get on the street. And illegals are pretty easy to spot. They don't necessarily have to open up their mouths. But literally, you could not go down the block here in Round Rock, Texas, without seeing illegals. And a lot of them worked for businesses. I even caught the city of Round Rock contracting out to illegals. These were not English-speaking people. They couldn't read a manual. They were working maintenance and construction for Round Rock. These people have up and disappeared. Now, there has been a large chunk of them that were forced to go home, and not all these people coming across the borders, folks, were axe murderers or drug dealers. They were just seeking a better life and opportunity because nobody put up the hand or the stop sign to stop them from coming over the border because it benefited so many businesses because of the cheaper labor. I mean, that's the bottom line to that. But a good number of them, Bob, I'll have to disagree with you on that one, have gone home out of necessity because what they came for up and disappeared right in front of them, their job market, which used to be ours.
Well, what do you think the percentage was?
I'm going to estimate, and it's from all, and I could not, if you held a gun to my head, I couldn't swear in a court of law that these were actual numbers, but I would say up to 20-25% of them, just judging of what I've seen in the South and the Southwest, have beat it on home.
In Arizona, they made it pretty difficult to be employed by others, so
yeah.
That's a different situation.
But I
know that they've gone home, but I really don't know how many. I thought maybe 2%, but maybe it is 20 or 25%.
It almost has to be, but even if you look at those numbers, say on the short side of the number scale here, you were looking at 25 million, 25 or say 30 million. 30 million illegals at the peak were here in this country. You know, subtract 20, 25% of that, you're still looking at how many millions still here in the United States, and how many of them are on the public dole now, how many are collecting unemployment benefits, how many collecting food stamps, welfare, other government-entitled programs for people that shouldn't even be in this country because they are illegal. Just ask Lou Dobbs about that. Oh, well, that's right. Maybe you can't. Rodney, thanks for your call. Richard in Alabama. Hello, Richard.
Bob, do you know what the EBT card is? Electronic Benefits Transfer?
I've heard of it.
Well, it's really common here. There's more and more poor people carrying that EBT card. And people with that EBT card can now have a better standard of living than the working class family, even with a job.
You're right, and I just ran an article on that.
Yeah. There's girls in this neighborhood have told me that if their baby were white, it would be taken away from them. But since their baby is black, they get benefits. They get learning disability money. They get free stuff with their EBT card. They get a free apartment, free electricity, free telephone, free cable TV. So a lot of these girls can start off in junior high and start supporting their whole family just by producing black babies.
Well, and that's look, Richard, that's been going on for years.
But it's going to be more and more because the working class white man cannot support a wife and children anymore. And if you have white babies, the government comes and steals them.
Well,
everybody knows it.
Well, my southern friend, what the government is hoping you're going to be doing is becoming, because out of exasperation and options that are rapidly disappearing for you, that you're going to be on the government dole as well. So
well, I can't. I don't qualify. Well, I can't have a black baby.
Well, don't tell Obama that.
Well, no, that's not funny.
Well, Richard, look, I understand the problem. I understand the problem. We take this very seriously. Because I laugh about this doesn't necessarily mean that I find it comical. I find it exasperating. You know, and Richard, you've challenged me that I don't take you seriously, and I do. If you want your point taken seriously, I think the audience got your point. It's been going on for a number of years through different entitlement programs. We have created a permanent underclass in this country. Yes, we have noticed. Yes, and, sir.
And eventually, the EBT card can be converted gradually into a ration card, where you have gasoline rationed and electricity rationed, and then it can be turned into a credit card with a limit that is set by the government based upon your political correctness, a no-interest credit card from the government. I can see it coming. It's just so obvious.
Yeah. Well, and
that's how they survived the economic crash. See, the money, the dollar, will become worthless, just as worthless as Zimbabwe money, but everybody will have their EBT card. They'll have a certain number of potatoes, a certain number of bananas, a certain number of gallons of gas. Everything will be on their EBT card.
All right. Richard.
See, they don't need money.
Well, that's because they're whatever you are still able to generate by way of taxes that they're illegally taking from you, they're going to distribute that to the other less fortunate folks. I mean,
I'm working on a pill to make myself black.
Thanks for your call, Richard.
All right.
All right. Yeah, Richard doesn't think I take him seriously. And he's a very serious guy. But I do. We all do. I mean, we understand what's going on here. What we're doing is searching for the solution. I have had go ahead.
I want to comment on what he had to say. And he's right about the government, wanting to put everybody on a card or a chip or whatever it is, a debit device. And also, the more and more I look at the lending situation by lenders to business, particularly the small, medium-sized business and individuals who make up 90% of the loans, I see that they are deliberately strangling the economy. And there can be no hope of recovery if credit isn't available. And they have withdrawn credit on a year-to-year basis, the last figures they got, by 18%. And I think there's two reasons for this. Number one, they don't want to take on any more bad debt than they have. And number two, I think it is the intention of the powers behind government to destroy as much as they can of small and medium-sized business so that the people who are not hired by them, and they hire and employ 70 to 90%. I know that's a big gap, but those are the figures I've gotten, of the jobs. And they want those people to have to go to work for the federal government so that the federal government can control them. And I haven't seen anybody else write about that in that way. And I think that's what they're shooting for here. And Richard is right. They do want everybody on a card if they can get them there. And they are doing a multiplicity of things to go in that direction, which would be the total government control of everything that everybody does, and particularly their finances. Anybody that's got money, they want it.
Well, on the issue, Bob, of what you were talking about on small businesses, they've already made their moves on this thing. There is H.R. 4173, now this so-called Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act. The bill would allow a team of federal bureaucrats to decide that a private business poses a risk to the economy. Incredibly, the bill then allows the government to take over that private business and even gives the government the right to sell off the business assets. And what's worse, to pay for these takeovers, the bill sets up a permanent $150 billion slush fund. So, again, against future earnings of people, whatever that may be, we're going to set up a permanent $150 billion slush fund to go and shut down and decide what business is going to survive and what isn't. This is total.
Incidentally, that's gone on in Europe for years. And companies were not allowed to start in business without the business plan being submitted to government and the financing, and the government would tell them whether they could go and do that or not. Most people are not aware of that. And I experienced that in Europe during the 1960s, early 60s.
Well,
and that's what they want to do here.
Well, and any time you see something like the Supreme Court handing down a decision, and that came from Kelo versus City of New London, that actually authorized a government to take private property from individuals for any reason. Now, this wasn't eminent domain because they wanted to put a highway in. It may be they wanted to do some real estate investment properties. Maybe you were close enough to a beachfront that somebody wanted to put up a store or an apartment building or a condo or whatever the case may be. This stuff has been going on, and I'm fascinated. We're supposed to be, here's the bottom line. You know, freedom and liberty was at the basis of all things good in this country. And we're seeing this wiped away. And as I said earlier, I saw a McLaughlin report. And this McLaughlin, the guy that talks like this all the time, gets up there and says, hey, this is a great idea. You're going to have to give up your liberty for security. Right in your face. And the basis, the motivation for people in their lives to produce came from choice, not by mandates, not by dictates, not by bureaucratic process or whatever. It came from a free enterprise system with people with money and able to put it where they wanted it, where they wanted it, and how much they wanted, when they wanted. And that system has been destroyed. And I'm in agreement with you, Bob. This was intentionally done. There is no lending going. I don't forget your ads you're seeing out there, refinance or whatever. Forget that stuff, folks. The banks are not loaning any credit. And notice I didn't say money. They're not giving you any credit anymore. They've got you hooked into the system. Part of that helped bring this country down through excessive debt and spending, you know, credit cards, spending money you didn't have, the promise to pay at a future date. The system is kaput. But yet we still have these clowns in Washington, D.C. I mean, my God, how many trillions of dollars are we in the hole now, Bob and Robbie? How many trillions? With deficits projected out for the next decade in the trillions?
106.
$106 trillion. That's a nice little figure. Is Robbie still with us?
Yes.
Yeah. By the way, while I got you here, what's the Bob Chapman deal of the day? You notice that?
Yeah.
You notice that gold snuck back up over 1,100?
Yeah, and the cartel did everything they could to keep it down today. And we saw a fix in London at 1,125.25. And then 11:23.25, and they did their best to keep it down below 120 all day, closing at 11:18.10, which is up a wee bit on the day. But the point is that they are relentless. They're not going to give up, but we're going to beat them.
Bob Chapman special, the only fractional gold currently available, quarter ounce British sovereigns, minted from 1908 to 1990. Brilliant uncirculated, 0.2354 ounces pure gold, $318 a piece. And as usual, if you order 20 or more, you will receive a year's free subscription to the International Forecaster. And for the record, 20 will run you $6,360.
And many people, Robbie, and I'm sure, and even part of me, when I saw gold go below 1,100, I went, part of that disconnected self, and we all got a little bit of it in us, all, went, whoa, okay.
What did I call it?
Irrational.
I called it a gift.
Yes.
A gift. I think I actually called the bottom at 1190.
And it's been fluctuating. They drove it down below 1100.
Yes.
And now it's back up 11 and a quarter and thereabouts. And the new floor is what, 1100?
I would say that a definite floor is 1050.
I'd put a little bit higher than
Look, you've got all kinds of stuff happening this week. We got this stupid ADP report coming out tomorrow. You're going to have a jobs report on Friday. That's going to surprise everybody because it's going to show a huge increase in jobs.
Really?
Well, sure.
The census.
Ah, the census. Oh, by the way.
But February is going to be a disaster.
Yeah. Wait till the first quarter GDP comes out and it's not between 3 and 5%.
By the way, has anybody got their warning letters yet that the census people are going to be around? You know, this is constitutional for a census, but I don't know what to tell these people. They come knocking on my door.
Well, a head count is constitutional, not asking you, personal questions.
Yeah, well, they're going to invite the IRS in here.
This is the disconnect. As you know, going back to what we were talking about earlier, about how people are so disconnected, thinking that the government is somehow there to protect you.
Oh, God.
Government's job is not to protect you or make you safer. The government's job is to protect your freedoms from being eroded by deadhead bureaucrats.
And to secure a Republican form of government for us all.
Yeah, but everybody's convinced that, the government needs to protect us from the boogeyman called Al-Qaeda.
I have met the enemy, and the enemy is us.
Yeah.
By the way, 800...
If people were smart, they'd just stop flying, period. Everybody should boycott flying.
800-691-7898 to call Robbie for that Bob Chapman special. And folks, I know a lot of you that listen to this program do not purchase your gold and silver from Republic Trading. Why? You show up here every Tuesday, but then you run back to your broker or your person that you've been dealing with.
They just want to pay more.
And that's it. Give us a try here on price and delivery, all right? What's Goldline selling those British sovereigns at?
$449 a piece.
What a deal. Sold, American or British.
I get calls all the time. I got another call from a really nice lady the other day, and she's in a bit of a tough spot, and she has to sell some of her gold. She got hold of my number through Bob. And when she told me the price that she paid, because I said, yeah, I can buy it from you, but you're not going to like the price I'm going to offer you based on what you just told me you bought and who you bought it from.
Oh.
I mean, they just took her, to the cleaners.
Well, did she try selling it back off to the people that raped her in the first place?
Who is this firm?
Capital Gold.
Never heard of them.
I haven't either. By the way,
it's just so par for the course. It's dreadful what they do. I talk about it all the time. It's just disgusting.
Let's go back to the phones before we start losing some of these people here. They get really put out when we don't get to their calls. Terry in Washington. Hello, Terry.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. I've been listening to all the symptoms you guys have been talking about there, and I think the disease in this country is very spiritual. One time this country believed in God. Now they've rejected God. And the prophets of old give us three things that happens to countries that reject God, forget God. One, the Lord allows the aliens, he calls them the locusts, to swarm in, his mighty army of locusts. And they come in and eat up your substance. That's happening. Number two, the women begin to rule over you. That's sure happening now. All I've got are women politicians. I got my state rep, my state senator, both of my U.S. senators are women. My governor's a woman. Hillary's up there real high. And we got a foreigner, Obama, or whatever his name is. He's an illegal invader. And this is the substance. We got to get back to God before we can get rid of all these symptoms.
Well, and you know, that's like pushing the proverbial boulder up the hill, Terry, because you got people like the ACLU, a bunch of card-carrying communist lawyers that, you know, we've got to do away with organized separation of church and state. Look, I think everybody here understands the fact that where did morality and ethics come from? You know, how many thou shalt nots in the Bible does it give you that we look at the Ten Amendments to the Constitution, and that was no accident there. And there have been people that were in on the beginnings of this country that said that if you ever turn your back on God, you know, we've set up a republic that's supposed to operate under that pretext, and if you ever stop doing that, well, bad things are going to start to happen. It's the honesty of it. And this is what everybody is missing. You know, nobody wants to be preached to, oh, Jesus this and Jesus, I don't want to hear that. They've been schooled in that. The government has partook in separating us from anything biblical or anything real or moral or ethical. Take a look at Washington. Do you think they're separated from you? I would say so. If you carried on the way they do in Washington, my friend, you'd be in jail. Best case scenario.
Yeah. The Bible also, the third thing that comes about is the children become your oppressors, and that's happening now. Like you see all the cops being shot up here in the state of Washington on the international news, right? Where they had four cops shot, and then they had two more cops shot, and they had two the other day. Mm-hmm. Well, the thing they aren't telling you, which is just regional, is before Halloween there, they had a march of people protesting the brutality of the police in this area. It was down in Martin Luther King Way in Seattle. And they didn't do anything, but about Halloween night, I believe it was, right after the march, a fellow named, I can't remember his name offhand, but he blew up four police cars. He blew up the command vehicle of the police department. He stuck a knife in another police car with a flag on it and a bill stating that the police had better start following the Constitution and stop the beating on heads. We're going to break.
Yeah, we are. Hey, Terry, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Yeah, unfortunately, you start talking Holly Bibble principle, people look at you like you're from Mars. And that's unfortunate because the basis of law really goes back to the Bible, folks. And for all of you out there that are trying to scamper away from it, well, where the hell do you think freedom and liberty came from? The devil?
With recent